Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. The so-called head tax on large businesses in Seattle is dead. City council members voted 7-2 in favor of repealing the tax after mounting pressure from businesses. But the repeal did not happen without a fight. 88.5 Simone Alisea spent part of the day, at least, at a contentious city council meeting and joins me now in the studio. Simone, contentious might be kind of a gentle word here.
Yeah, it was very heated. There was chanting and cheering and hissing throughout. But right when they were coming to a vote, it got loud enough that I could barely hear the council take roll.
We have council members trying to vote aye there amid the chants. 7-2 was the vote. Who were the two votes against the repeal?
So Kshama Sawant, Councilmember Sawant, she has outright referred to it as an Amazon tax, so no surprise there. And a lot of the people who were there were associated with Socialist Alternative, which is her party. Mm-hmm. The other person who voted against the repeal is Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda. She doesn't go quite as far as Councilmember Sawant, but she does talk about the deal they reached and the compromise head tax and how it was then unfair for companies to then start backing the referendum process.
Yeah, so this passed a month ago unanimously. We heard City Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez on our air not too long ago. As one of the sponsors defending it, she voted for repeal today. Why?
You know, I think Councilmember Gonzalez, she was clearly very emotional when she spoke. It's a policy she's worked on for a long time, but it sounds like that she, Mike O'Brien, Lisa Herbold, sort of on the progressive wing of the council, just couldn't see this political fight going their way. Although I do think that is still a pretty unsatisfying answer for a lot of people who were there who thought that this was a good step, a policy step in the fight against homelessness.
Okay, so what happens now? The repeal has been approved. What's next?
It's anyone's guess. You know, I think all of the council members, even those who voted for repeal, sort of said, you know, that there's something else that could come of this or that there's something else they could do. They will move forward. They will work together. But it's really unclear what that will look like in the coming weeks.
Wow. 88.5 Simone Alisea, who watched today as the Seattle City Council repealed the so-called head tax on large businesses just about a month after unanimously passing it. Simone, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed.